What's up, bitches? Happy Friday. You made it through the fucking week. Hell yes. But don't think I'm going to go easy on you with the podcast. No, ma'am, I'm not. Because we're still all up in our feelings. We're all up in our emotions. And let's go with it. Okay. Make sure you are following me on TikTok. Make sure you are in my Facebook group, Listen Bitch, that you have subscribed to my emails. Bitch, you better have bought the Dream Big Bitches vision book. Okay. It's on Amazon. Just fucking buy it because we're going to get together. I forgot what day, but I'll put it in an email that you're subscribed to so you'll get it. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I appreciate you listening. It is not monetized, okay? I'm gonna say it again. And go ahead and buy me a cup of chai if you really feel like this podcast resonates with you. Or no, I think I said you guys could buy my cat a sweater. I think he needs one. He needs to get into a medium. But all right, bitches, let's just jump into it, okay? It's Friday. I know you want to go do your thing because you're all excited because it's the weekend. Yeah, we're gonna still just kind of talk about this emotions, managing emotions, because I want this to really sink in for you. I want you to take this seriously as a creator to understand that you have become a slave to them. Your brain is the boss, okay? And you've trained your brain to respond to these emotions like a psychopath. I'm just gonna say it, okay? You've trained to be triggered. You've trained it to be reactive. You've trained it to just keep you in this feeling of, ugh, I'm not enough. It's not enough. We're never enough. Nothing's ever gonna be enough. What is there? Is there more? Managing your emotions is gonna help you make better decisions. Understanding them helps us be aware of our triggers so we can gain insight on how to respond. This means that we get to choose how and when to express the emotions that we're feeling. And people that do a good job of managing emotions know it's healthy to express their feelings. I told you, you're gonna fucking make yourself sick if you keep spiraling like this. When you're able to manage your emotions, your mental health, your physical health improve. This in turn is gonna help your relationships. It's going to help your career. It helps your overall quality of life. If you're unsure where to start, book a Zoom call with me so we can get you going. That is what I want. I want to empower you as a creator, and I do one-on-one coaching. Literally, that's what I do. So I can work with you on a personal level to get you to step into the potential of your greatest self. If you are not learning to control your emotions, your responses are going to be disruptive. They're going to be inappropriate given the situation or setting, and then you're going to do shit that's going to make you feel another terrible emotion. You're going to have anger, sadness, anxiety, fear, and then you're going to have guilt and regret and embarrassment because you acted a fool. That's it. Recognizing your emotions and learning to manage them is a skill. I would say that it is the most important skill you could have. You can see that people that are good at noticing how they feel, that's your job. Be aware of how you're feeling and choose good thoughts that make you feel good. You get to choose to feel good. The people that are doing well in life can adjust their behavior. That's it. They have healthier relationships. They manage difficulties and setbacks. Do they have problems? Fuck yes. In their relationships, in their work life, in their home life, in their personal life, they have problems. They just learn how to manage it. Okay. So, all this toxic fucking social media of people having the perfect relationship, they have problems. They probably just know how to navigate it better. I've taken you through some small bullshit that Benjamin and I still go through. We're human. If we agreed 100% of the time, how fucking boring. That would be like dating myself and I'm enough. Like one Brandon is enough on the planet. That's all the world could handle. Okay. We don't need two of them. They sure as fuck don't need to be together. You've got to embrace the differences and understand that's going to come with conflict sometimes. That's going to come with disagreements. It's going to come with things, but learn how to manage your emotions so it doesn't become a toxic thing. Okay. So managing your emotions, and this is going to be like a fucking repeat of the week. So let's just call this like a summary, because I want you to stay positive and focused on life. You have to find ways to manage your emotions. Our brains are hardwired, and it's so fucking easy to get overwhelmed. You've got to juggle you know, family responsibilities, with building your business, with your dreams, with work. The juggling act alone makes you feel a ton of stress, and then you struggle to produce results. You're in a state of overwhelm if you're not managing this. So what helps you? Focus on the present moment. Avoid trying to change your feelings or push away memories. Acknowledge them. Process it. It's good practice if you want to know how you feel instead of just doing something based on habit or impulse. And no running away. No running away. We want to feel this shit. Turn towards your emotions with acceptance. Let go of the need to control. You have to take time for yourself. That's it. Non-negotiable, especially my mom's out there. You have to take time for yourself. Learn to say no. Set the boundaries and learn to say no. In some form of another, knowing how to say no is super fucking helpful. Taking time off means taking a weekend away. It could be saying no to work function or activity you don't want to attend. Asking one particular person from your life not to contact you for the next day and plan around it. Schedule the next week off of work. These blocks help you take care of yourself. And sometimes fucking taking care of yourself is maybe just doing nothing. That's what I did Saturday. Literally did nothing. I spent time with my cat and I binge watched Netflix. I did nothing. I did not get on my phone. I did not message people. I did not talk to anyone. I did nothing. And I needed that. And I journaled about it. And I expressed my thoughts and feelings, and I gave myself love and gentleness with a day of doing nothing. It's okay to do this. You're getting caught up in other things. So it's crucial that you're finding ways to move your body. I know this seems like a challenge, but this is a way that you can get into the present moment and start seeing your feelings as an awareness. Paying attention to what you're eating. Food is going to affect your mood. 100%. If you eat shit, you're going to feel like shit. They say you are what you eat. If you eat fast, greasy, nasty food, you're going to feel like a lump. And you know this. No one ever just eats a fucking full McDonald's meal and then feels inspired and energized to change the world. It doesn't happen. That's it. You have to plan a self-care routine that actually works for you. I know it seems overwhelming, but there's a way out. If you are feeling trapped, you have to remember that escaping them is not the answer. Notice your surroundings. Take note of everything around you. As you're doing the breathing, just notice everything around you. Focus on one thing at a time. Don't try to multitask. Don't make a big list. Do one thing. It's like the next right thing. What's the next right thing you could do for your life right now to feel good? Gratitude is fucking everything. You want to manage your emotions? Start giving yourself an inner dialogue of gratitude. Just get in the habit of knocking out things that you're thankful for all fucking day long. And I'm sometimes thankful even for the things that people could view as bad, because all we're doing now is collecting this whole library of things that we love, things that feel good to us. And sometimes we have to see things we don't love to remember what it is we truly do love. There's a message in everything you're feeling. Take the message. Gratitude is everything. That's how you should start your day. That's how you should spend your day. And that's how you should end it. It's very important when you're trying to be mindful of your emotions to accept things as they are, not how you want them to be. I'm sorry, what did you say? You have to accept things as they are. You have to accept people as they are. You have to accept situations as they are. And don't get lost in how it could be or what you want it to be. That's an expectation that will literally slowly kill you. Accept things as they are. Do mindful meditation. Download Insight Timer right now. It's a free app. It's a meditation app. You can It's literally, it's got everything. It is the greatest app on my phone because it has everything. It takes you through guided meditations. It takes you through school of meditations, different schools of thought, music meditation, Zen meditation. Like, it takes you through everything. Sleep meditation, energy meditation, healing meditation, loving meditation, mindfulness meditation, all of it. Think about the people that you have fun with, that you really love, that bring out the best of your potential being, someone that you're going to laugh with and that make you feel happy, that highlights you on a high energy vibration. Go spend time with them. Be mindful of everything that you do. I know that we get disconnected from what's happening in our lives, even in our bodies and minds. And then emotions just seem to be happening to us. This is the point where you learn and practice. It's like a fucking muscle that you're going to build, is that you start acknowledging them, understanding them, and you realize you can control them. We spend too much time going back and dissecting shit, dodging things. We have to switch off autopilot, bitch. It's time for you to take the wheel. Anyone can do this. Anyone can become mindful. This is the key to managing emotions, is becoming mindful. And right now, you are just being bombarded with things to distract you. You're plugged into the matrix, bitch. Unplug. Get into your own vehicle and fucking take control of the wheel. Avoid things that are going to take you out of the present moment. Avoid thinking about the past. Avoid thinking about the future. Stop trying to multitask. Bitch, stop being in denial. Stop attaching to thoughts or observations. Stop pushing away thoughts or observations. Don't have a lack of intention. You have to do everything with intention. Your entire day should be with intention. That intention starts with gratitude. Don't have a lack of compassion. Stop judging. Judging is going to keep you from being mindful because it focuses on someone else and it puts the blame on someone else. Don't get bitter, get better. I don't want you to get lost in the flat effect where you lose the ability to feel or express emotions. And I feel like it's because you just pack everything down. You just freak yourself up. You just freak yourself out. And then you end up really putting yourself in this depressive state of, it's called a flat effect. And I've heard people talk about this where they just don't, they're just indifferent. They don't have any feelings. They're numb. But then you feel the negative emotions, like you're numb to positive stuff. Like you all of a sudden have this feeling of like nothing. I want you to start practicing self-compassion. Imagine. I know most of you have kids. You've got to, because like I can't imagine my audience would not have kids, or you're going to have kids, or you're still a kid, right? How would you want someone to talk to you that's going through the situation you're going through? What would you need to hear? Talk to the inner kid when you're having conversations with other people. Talk to the inner kid when you're finding your fucking leverage of awareness. Talk to your inner kid when you're managing your emotions. Because your inner kid, you're going to allow them to have the big feelings. I get this is a big feeling. We don't stress about it. We focus on solutions when we come to a problem. Find one thing to do, one thing to do, and do the next right thing when you're spiraling. Take some time away from your phone. Turn off the fucking social media, turn off the news. Turn off the, YouTube videos that are political and all the bullshit. Get out into nature. Get into a space of remembering who you are. Talk to God. Meditation is literally the key to bridge the gap between your disillusionment as a human body and your spiritual journey as a fucking goddess. That's it. Being mindful is the key. You are a powerful creator. You came here to make a difference. You came here to be someone incredible. You are that person. It's okay to lose your way because you're going to do the next right thing, that one thing, not a list of a whole lot of things. I want you to write down that one thing you're going to do and start staying mindful, being grateful in this present moment, collecting the things that make you feel good, doing the things that make you feel good. What makes you happy? What could you literally do to contribute to society that you wouldn't care if you got paid for? Like a podcast. What are you willing to do? I will do this every, I fucking love this. I love this and I know it's impactful. And it's not monetized. There's no exchange of currency and I'm happy. I'm happy. It's not the money that would make me happy. If I got paid for this, that would not be the joy. Now, would I be excited and still spend that cash? Hell yeah, I would. I'm gonna buy all the naked cats in the world, bitch. But I'm fucking happy just doing this. And that is what life is about. My bills are paid. Fucking find something fun to do. That's it. You're here to enjoy life. Stop choosing the things that you hate and that don't serve you. Stop building up this emotion to become a ticking time bomb. Release it, bitch. See it, name it, call it, manage it. Get into the Zen moments so that you are stress-free and you're a fucking boss bitch. That's it. I fucking love you. Have a great weekend. A weekend where you are controlling how you feel. You're controlling your thoughts. You're choosing things that make you feel good and you're doing shit that makes you feel good. Do the thing that makes you feel good. Don't expect a reward for it. No one, bitch, no one is patting me on the back for this. I mean, you could literally go look at the fucking reviews. There's not thousands of accolades coming in. I've got a tribe of like four people that are solid, committed. I love you, bitches, by the way. And I'm grateful for you. And this is in no way demeaning the power that you play into my life. But no one's walking around every day patting me on the back for doing this. I'm not doing this so that someone would be like, oh my God, Brandon, good job. I'm not doing it for accolades. I'm not doing it to feel any other way. This is me doing something that makes me feel happy. This is Brandon's sort of expression. It is my contribution to society. I'm doing my thing, not looking for anything outside of myself, doing this because this is an expression. It is me pouring out, literally. I want you to find something like that. Write a book. Sing a song. Do the things. Do the things that make you happy. You're a powerful creator. And I'm so excited that you chose this journey. And I'm so excited that you chose to tune in. I love you dearly. Have a great fucking weekend. And I'll see you Monday for microdosing mushrooms.